Sierra Traverse game today, and just the way he was able to finance his pass catchers. And that's such an efficient day.
Well, he did. I mean, the numbers look awfully good, and based on what I saw, you know, I don't think he made any, you know, real mistakes whatsoever. I thought he managed the game, got the snaps off, didn't get any delay of games, threw the ball. I think he was 7 out of 8 or something like that. In the course of the ball game, had averaged whatever it was, 25 or so yards per carry. So that's not all bad.
Byron got his first touchdown at K-State, kind of a quirky play. How did Byron do today for the first time?
Well, I thought he did pretty well. He had a nice kickoff return. Had one punt return, if I recall correctly. So, you know, collectively, it was a better ball game for him.
Coach, given the choice, I'm sure you would have wanted to play the second half. Just what are your feelings on having to call the game this early?
Well, I do. And Coach Steckel, you know, was also wanting to do so. Probably the hard part for them, I guess, there's a good thing for them. I mean, he wanted to stay in there and compete, and, you know, I wanted our guys, because we have a lot of guys that are twos, so to speak, threes, that we really wanted to get in the ball game. But I guess that there's still more coming, and consequently, they had the bus over here, so, you know, they're talking about, you know, a long, long time. You know, I get it. You know, I think all the players wanted to play on their side as well as on ours.
You typically defer when you win the toss in these types of games. Was the decision to receive today just because you thought this was a possibility, or was it something else?
Well, that was the intent. See, it was my understanding that if we had this kind of weather, that the ball game had to go into the third quarter, that you had to have a snap in the third quarter, which is true in conference games, but that's not the case in non-conference games. That was the thinking behind it, yes.
Coach, I know that the stats are a little bit skewed because of not playing a second half, but the defense shuts down offense that come in just with high offensive efficiency numbers. Just kind of your overall thoughts on how well the defense played and kept all of Missouri State's playmakers contained.
We did play well. We gave up some plays. You know, they did a nice job, I thought, with using their, you know, and they had, you know, lost their number one quarterback to, and I share this, you know, I admire Coach Steckel. I admire that program. You know, you got your starting quarterback, and to issue that kind of discipline, you know, immediately after it happened. Yeah, I just admire him for taking that kind of a stance. However, the guy that lined up to play against us was their starter for 9 games last year. So, you know, he had, you know, some capabilities as well. Then they had the backup that came in and ran the quarterback run game and the draw. And that was probably if we had any issues at all defensively, it was giving up, you know, a few things in the draw game. You know, quarterback draw and then one other draw that they got against us. Outside of that, I thought we played well.
Coach, there's sort of been an epidemic in college football of players dropping the ball before crossing the goal line, and Charles almost did that tonight. Is that something you've addressed before with them, or something you will going forward?
The last time that we met as a team, you know, I went back over that and was explicit with the entire team. You didn't see Charles back in the ball game. Charles has issued an apology to his teammates. That's part of the discipline, and that goes on. And it's not that I had to address that, you know, with our team, because that has always been our policy. And you find, you know, every player in our program has always done that. And why he chose to do that, I just don't really know. Again, it just goes back to the discipline of things. Until we can clean up all the discipline issues, then we will not be the team that we're capable of being.
Coach, maybe that play from Charles was an exception to the question I'm asking, but after all the penalty problems last week, you said that discipline was a concern, and even though it was only 2 quarters, were you pleased with your team's discipline?
There were some other things as well, you know, that were discipline issues that I won't necessarily address here. We had 2 penalties in the ball game. 1 took us out of scoring position, so that's an issue as well. So even though it was limited considerably, we had 10 the first half last week, had 2 this half. Yes, that's improvement, but not quite enough, you know, because you never know, you know, how costly they can be, and that one was very costly.
Coach Gibbon, you guys only played a half. Can you assess where this team is at? You guys ready for the Big 12 conference?
Again, you know what I'm gonna respond to that. Ask me when we get back from West Virginia, you know, whether we are or not. I'd like to think we're getting closer, truly, but I don't know yet. One of the unfortunate things about only playing the half is, you know, you've got those twos and so that, you know, that we need, and that's two out of three ball games in non-conference that we haven't had the opportunity to really get our twos on the field, and that, unfortunately, hopefully, it won't cost us, but down the road, that might be an issue for us.
What were some things that you saw tonight in the first half that specifically you look at and you're pleased with heading into the Big 12 now?
Well, I think the offense started, you know, because you go back and you look, we've had, you know, successive ball games in which at some segment we didn't, you know, in the first game we didn't start the first half, in the second game we didn't start the second half, we only had one, so I don't know, you know, that's one of the reasons I wanted to play the second half, see whether we could get the doggone thing started or not. You know, they did do that, we didn't convert, I think we were, well, I don't know what the number was, we didn't convert enough third down snaps, percentage was not real high. But I thought we sustained drives, you know, regardless of where we happened to get the ball. Kicking game turned the ball over for us pretty good, gave good field position for the offense. So, you know, it wasn't a grandiose test in that respect. And, you know, like last week when they, in the first drive of the ball game, they went 91 yards, I think, something like that, or 89 yards. You know, for a touchdown drive, that's a pretty positive thing. You know, we didn't have to go that far. I think we went 60-something on the first one. But nevertheless, we did it, you know, regardless of what the distance was. So I was pleased about that and obviously threw the ball reasonably well. We didn't have any lost yardage plays. We didn't take any sacks. Say we didn't have any statistics that says, I think the stat sheet says, Kenny can correct me if I'm wrong here, but I think it says we had zero lost yardage plays. It seemed like there was one. Yeah, I thought there was a lost yardage play in there, one of the option pitches that happened. But if we only had one, then that's a little bit of an improvement.
Coach, what do you like most about what Jordan Willis is giving you right now?
Well, you know, he's intent about it. He gets off the ball well. He's well focused on the snap. You know, a lot of guys, you know, jump off sides, and I mean, our guys have shown good discipline of not doing that. But, you know, a lot of defenders, you know, just watch the offensive lineman, they move when he moves, and that makes him a step slow, and he's got his eyes on the ball, and when that ball moves, he's going and gets a jump on guys. He gets pretty good width and gets around the edge. He's hard upfield, and that gives him that opportunity to turn the corner, and he's strong enough that, you know, when he can turn the corner, you better be in good position or break your hands down to get to the ball, and he does that. And he's persistent about it. You know, it's not as though he gives you a good hard rush one time and not the next, but, you know, every single time, you know, he's giving you the best effort that he can.
Go back to Jesse for a second. Green and Florida Atlantic and Missouri State aren't Stanford, but from that night in Palo Alto to tonight, how much more at ease or has the game slowed down in your estimation for Jesse?
Well, I think it's making progress. I think last week was far better than the first game, and granted they're not Stanford, but nevertheless, you know, the mechanics of, you know, what you do and not having to delay of games and not getting us into bad plays or keeping us out of bad plays, etc. All that is major, and that doesn't have anything to do with who lines up on the other side. So, you know, from that respect, he has made good progress. I thought he's, you know, he stayed in the pocket when he had to. He brought it down and flushed when he had to. Got good yardage on the scramble. The progress is good, let me put it that way.